Greetings, my name is Nefertiti Ife. Today we are looking at the card Abundance. What does abundance mean to you? As African and Caribbean people, abundance, we have issues with abundance because most of us come from a place of lack. I'll speak for myself. I come from a place of lack, and that's because in my lineage, we have been through the enslavement process, and we have come through a time where we have had to really work hard to get where we want. And even through the working hard, we still struggle. And how we look at things is very different to other people. It's hard for us to imagine that we can have abundance in our lives. And abundance does not only mean materialistic abundance, it also means health. It also means wealth in terms of your health, your mindset, how you think about things. And if you are coming from a point of lack, what happens is that you constantly thinking, I'm poor, I haven't got the money. So that I haven't got the money, or I haven't got health, or I haven't got spirituality, or whatever you are saying to yourself that you haven't got, what happens? It sends messages to your mind, obviously, your body, and your thinking, your modes of thinking, every single day, repeating. And what it does, it actually stops anything from coming into your life. It stops abundance from coming in. So with abundance, once you change the narrative of your mind, and once you start saying, well, I am abundant, I can see myself with something, I am health, I am beauty, I am money, I am all of the things that you think you can't. And once you start bringing in that energy, your mindset begins to change and your life begins to change. All the bills and all the things you think you can't pay, you begin to pay it. And an example of abundance is if you have your bank account, just put the money that you want to put out there. So put a figure, basically, of what you want in your bank account and see whether your money gets more and more. Just change your mindset about things and start being positive, saying positive things about your mind. It brings in more positive energy, brings in abundance to you. Another good thing for abundance is gratitude. Once you start to say, I'm grateful for being able to breathe, I'm grateful for being able to hear, if you can hear, I'm grateful for being able to walk, I'm grateful for being able to talk, I am just grateful for everything in my life. Gratitude helps with abundance. So this is all I have to say today about abundance. If you want to find out more about what I do, go to www.nefertitiife.co.uk, where I have meditations, I have books, I have 52 set of cards, and this is one of the cards. This is the abundance card. Before I go, just to talk about, if this card comes up in a reading, it's showing you that, one, you should be giving gratitude and to be grateful and look at the things in your life that you could be grateful for. And two, it shows a woman who is carrying a baby and a basket of mangoes. Now, to her, having a baby is abundance. Maybe she couldn't have a baby before. Maybe this is her third or fourth or fifth. I don't know what number of child it is, but she is abundant. And she's saying, look, I'm abundant. I can have this baby. I'm feeling happy. And also having the mangoes. She's got many mangoes. She can take them to market to sell, or she can give them to her friends. But she's seeing that she is abundant. she's feeling abundant and she's in a good place. So I've, you know, the image of a black woman looking happy, looking contented, that's the image of the abundance card. So when you get this image in the card, know that abundance is coming into your life. Know that your mind, you should be getting your mind into abundance vibration, and abundance will come to you. So thank you for listening on this day. I wish you well and take care. Hello, my name is Nefertiti Ife. Today we're going to be talking about the abundance cards and how abundance can change your life. Thinking abundantly can change your life. We're in the end of March 2021, and you know, we're living in a time where we have negative energies around us, negative words, negative TV programs, negative discussions, and we need to change the narrative. You know, in terms of abundance, you can't have abundance if you're thinking negatively. It won't come to you because you'll be blocking it. You'll be blocking any positivity that comes to you. So, abundance, what is it? Well, for me, abundance is removing myself from the negative mindset that has been plagues with our African and Caribbean people. You know, that we can't have certain things, that we're not entitled to certain things, that, you know, we can't be rich in wealth, or we can't be rich in a beautiful house, or we can't be rich in health. Many of us feel that we can't experience this. And then if we do get money or health, we take it for granted. We think it's always going to be there. So abundance is really tapping into that energy in the universe and knowing that you can have it. But what you need to do is to change your mindset. And it's our mindset that stops abundance from coming into our lives. So for example, if we say something like, or I'll speak for myself, if I say something like, I'm poor, or I'm sick, or I can't have something, or you think something is hard, or you think you can't, you know, you're not entitled to that. Or sometimes people say, black people don't have that, or black people can't do that. Why not? So abundance is when you start changing that vibration. Abundance is when you say, I can have it. I am entitled to it. And it's not only about money. It's about a mindset. It's about opening yourself up to the abundance of this universe. That you are entitled. It is your birthright to have what other people have. It's your birthright to have health. It's your birthright to live in a beautiful house. It's a birthright to have money. And once you feel that, really feel that, things start to change. And I've found in my life, the less I worry about the bills and what I can pay and what I can't pay and where the money's come from, the more money will flow through my life. Because when people think about abundance, always about money, but it doesn't have to be. When you pick the abundance card, you see that this woman, she's a black melanated African Caribbean woman or African woman, she has mangoes, a bag full of mangoes on her back, on her head. And she's carrying that, she's looking contented, and she has a baby. Maybe she couldn't have a baby. That would be abundance. Maybe she was waiting for the mangoes to be ripe, for the tree to bear. And now the tree is bearing. She's happy. She has mangoes. She can share them. She might be taking them to sell in the market and bringing in abundance into her life, but she is in an abundant state. So abundance is not always about money. It could be about just generally bringing into your life things that you feel that you're entitled to, or things that you feel you're finding it difficult to get. And once you start thinking from that mindset, you start feeling abundance. It's like, if I haven't got a plant and I want a plant, one plant might just be abundance for me. So it's changing your mindset and changing those negative words that plague us, like I can't do this or I can't do that, or I haven't got this or I haven't got that, or I'm poor. That stops any kind of abundance from coming to you, because you're telling the universe and the world, I am poor. So the universe brings back to you what you're telling it. Your mind is bringing back to you what you're telling it. And until you change your narrative and your words that you push out onto the universe and that you bring into your body and your aura, until those words change, that is when abundance will be coming to you and you're seeing things starting to change in your life. Another thing about abundance, which is important, is gratitude. Gratitude is being grateful for what you have now, not taking it for granted. So some people might be saying, well, you know, I've always had it, so I never thought about it. And that's the point. You know, for somebody who can't hear, being able to hear is something to be abundant about, something to be grateful for. So I'm grateful that the Creator has allowed me to hear. I'm grateful that I can see. I'm grateful that I can smell. I'm grateful that I can write. I'm grateful that I can walk. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning, because some people did not wake up this morning. I'd like to thank you for listening to this abundance podcast. I would like you who's listening to take a deep breath and to write down all the things that you would like in your life that can bring you abundance. Breathe in and out again and say, thank you, universe, for all the things that you have that you may not have had in your life. And send out words and vibrations of positivity and gratefulness for where you are in this time. I thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Nefertiti Ife, spelled, and my website is www.nefertiti, spelled N-E-F, Freddy, E-R-A-T-I-T-I-I-F-E.co.uk. And if you're interested in anything more about me, any of the subjects that I've spoken about, check out my website for more information. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, or wonderful morning, whenever you're listening to this. Have a beautiful moment on planet Earth. I thank you so much. Today's podcast is about patience. Wow, patience. My name is Nefertiti Ife, and I am walking in some woods. Well, actually, it's a retreat. On this just retreat, they have very tall trees, and for some reason, the vibration of the trees allows me to be in commune with myself. The trees have been here for centuries, and they go high up into the sky. And outside of this building, the wall, there is the busy roads of human busyness, and often our minds are always in constant words, sound, vibration, and we hardly get a moment to breathe. So today, as I stand with the tall trees, I think they're, actually I don't know what kind of trees they are, they're very tall, let's breathe and let's take in some quiet time, some time where you connect with yourself. Just breathe it in and out. You're in alignment with the beautiful trees. You're connecting, you're in tune with self, you're hearing the birds, you're listening to your own heartbeat, you're connected to the floor as you breathe in and out. You breathe in and out, you know everything is okay, everything's fine, everything is in alignment with what it should be in this time. You're at peace. Just say, I'm at peace in this moment, in this time. And a lot of time we worry about things that really later on we realize that we didn't need to worry about it because the divine have got our backs, the creator has got your back, your ancestors have your back. And when you are in tune with nature, with nurture, with yourself, your heartbeat, the rhythm of your heartbeat, when you're in tune with that rhythm, you know that that rhythm connects you right back to creation. You're going back in time to the very first time your cells were multiplying and multiplying to a vibration that you came onto this planet. And there's a reason why you're here on the planet in this time. There's a reason why you're here. Finding that reason is not that difficult. Finding that reason is really tapping into what you really love to do. When time stands still and you are just doing what you're here to do, you've tapped into the reason why you're here. And I will encourage you to experiment, to find out what you like, to have patience with yourself. And patience is the place where we need to do, when we need to make decisions, when we need to find out why, what we're here to do, when we need to be patient with other people so you get the best out of them, because not everything is instant. And we're living in an instant world, and in this time, we need to just stop. And when we stop, the running around, the moving back and forth, and we take a walk and we connect with the trees, we have to learn patience. So today's podcast is about patience. Today's podcast is about that connection with nature and yourself, because you're a part of this great big divine plan. And I thank you for listening, whatever time you're listening to this. My name is Nefertiti Ife, and my website is www.nefertitiife.com. I'll see you on the other side for the next podcast. Have a beautiful day, have a beautiful evening, morning, whatever time you're listening to this, know that you are a creation of the divine and you're here to share your divine energy with the planet. Many thanks. Greetings and welcome. This is Nefertiti Ife today talking about freedom. And this is my 5 minute or 3 minute or 2 minute podcast talking about freedom. It came to me today that sometimes we are so used to those microaggressions. And I'm glad we're in a time where now we're actually talking about it, because for years, and when I was growing up in the 70s, nobody spoke about these microaggressions. You know, somebody saying something to you that wasn't positive, or somebody, as an African Caribbean woman, somebody saying something to me about my race, seeing something on the TV about my race, you know, people moving away from me if I came near to them, thinking I'm going to steal something from them, or just being in an environment where no one looks like me, or I'm in a minority. And that has an effect on your psyche, because when I'm out of that situation, my psyche gets better. I'm feeling more grounded. I'm feeling, you know, connecting with the universe, connecting with Mother Earth. And when I'm out of that connection with the trees, with the sun, with the birds, with the chickens making a noise in the background, when I'm out of that situation, I feel completely different. I'm in a different place. And those little things, every day for years and years and years, may affect you. You may begin to feel like you are lesser than. And I'm doing this podcast today. Maybe some of you are waking up. Maybe some of you are going to work. Maybe some of you are just sitting down, being at one with yourself, if you can afford that time. Just kind of breathe and think about yourself. Tap into that beauty of who you are, your skin color, whatever color you are. But with us that are melanated, highly melanated, black, African, whatever you want to call yourself, African, Caribbean, and I'm talking from my perspective, we need to, I feel, and I need to every day remind myself that I am a part of the divine, and I'm a part of that divine plan, and that I am worthy. And just to say to yourself, I am worthy, I am beautiful, I am life, I am nature, I am part of the universe, and I have a right to be here. And I walk with my ancestors as I walk with my ancestors, as I walk with my ancestors of the beautiful sunlight, the golden ancestors. I walk in whatever situation, whether I'm a minority or a majority, and I call in my ancestors to be with me. So when you're seeing me on a physical 3D dimension, it is not the case. I am walking with the vibration and the spirits of my ancestors, the royal kings and queens that built the backbone of this planet. When you think like that, and when you tap into that vibration, and when you change your frequency, you realize that you are more powerful, you are divine, and all of those microaggressions of every single day start to leave you. And instead of people being aggressive towards you, making statements towards you that are negative, you turn those statements into a positive. All of those statements just kind of just flow off of your body and your psyche and your mindset and your vibration. And you say, I'm of a high frequency today. And I draw in high frequency beings to me. And I thank you, great creator, for allowing me to be on this planet in this time, and I walk with my purpose. I thank you all for listening to me today, Nefertiti Ife. Check me out on my website, www.nefertitiife.com. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, a wonderful afternoon. One love to all. Amen Ra.